The interview is with Gary Galloway. He is the Deputy Chief Information Security Officer at State, and it's an update on how they are doing. State is on a program to really beef up security at its worldwide networks because it's a very far-flung agency or department, the most far-flung perhaps except for DOD, yeah. And so they have people all over the world. They have networks all over the world. And so they're trying to make sure that there's
AID stuff falls under them as well.
And all the AID stuff. And also physical security and cybersecurity they're trying to combine into one kind of oversight system so that they can get those two things buttoned up together. And they're very much related.
And there's a lot of challenges there because oftentimes they end up being, okay, well, we either go after the DOD or we'll go after State.
That's right. And State has just as many probes and phishing attempts and hacking attempts as the Department of Defense does.
Just as many?
Yeah, I mean, given, you know, relatively speaking on the size of the organizations, but the numbers of attacks per network is pretty much, they're right up there with State.
So did they get into the blending of those two systems at all? Is that what you talked about?
Well, he's just saying that cybersecurity and physical security are very much related because very often in a distant place, you don't want to have a lot of redundancy around security. And so they want to have one reporting mechanism. Eventually, they will combine the two. And so that's one of the things they're working on long term.
And did they talk about, because I've heard some agencies talking about there are some challenges with actually doing that. I mean, it all sounds so great when, oh, yeah, sure, cyber. And although they haven't really done a perfect job of doing each of them individually, so you put them together and they're having troubles there, too.
Well, eventually the HSPD-12 card, if it ever really gets deployed in the way it's supposed to, that mm-hmm. would take care of that because the same card would be your network access and your physical access, but nobody's there yet. And there's also testimony in the show. We just play a piece of tape where Galloway's boss, who is John Streifert, he's the chief information security officer at State. He was talking to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Subcommittee on Government Management, Organization, and Procurement.
Easy
procurement.
Title.
Right. That's chaired by Representative Diane Watson of California, just saying that they have made a lot of progress from like 90% vulnerability of networks down to about 55%.
90%?
Well, they had a high degree of vulnerability, and that's how many networks they've gotten around to really button them up. So they're making steady progress, but there's definitely, you know, as they like to say in GAO, progress has been made, but there's still room for improvement.
So how long have they been working on making this progress?
That I didn't get, but I think they've been working on it for a couple of years now. And especially
so in 2 years, they've gone from 90 to 55?
Well, 80 to 55. You have to listen to the tape again, but they have made progress in marching through their networks and securing them one by one by one.
I wonder how the lawmakers felt about that. Did they give any response, or did you get that deep into it?
Didn't get that deep into it, but I think that what they wanted to hear, they heard, and that is that State is getting progress. And I think since Hillary Clinton has become the Secretary of State, there's a renewed emphasis there, you know, just because the freshness of the administration and the freshness of all these kinds of efforts.
And you're seeing a lot of interesting things coming out of State Department. I mean, last week, with the 27-year-old kid who was calling Twitter and saying, hey, can you postpone your outage time because of the impacts on Iran? You know, there's a lot of folks thinking, I think, in sort of different ways.
I think so, yeah. And I mean, Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, is you know, at the top of that department. She has been a big proponent of these new technologies. Mm. And actually, it existed there before she got there, but I think she's accelerated it. So that's adds to the cybersecurity questions.
Been doing things like DipNote. Always the question that I still have.
DipNote.
I still wonder why the cybersecurity folks don't and the Web 2.0 folks, there seems to be this enormous chasm between the two. Not much conversation going on, sort of conversations in their silos, but not working together to solve some of these problems. And there are security problems with a lot of these online tools.
Well, there's security problems with anything you do. I think it's the job of the security staff, the security officers, is to enable the organization to adopt the tools rather than to say you can't use the tools because we can't make them safe.
And not on your show. I know it'll be on Security Spotlight at some point because we're all waiting for somebody to be named to this cyber czar. Max yesterday talked to Tom Davis, who sort of said, I'm enjoying making some money.
Right. I can't see Tom Davis going to work for the Obama administration. Yeah. We're talking about former Representative Republican from Northern Virginia, and I think he's got an abiding interest in this topic, certainly, but I don't think he's going to be the new cybersecurity coordinator.
Oh, it was my understanding that cybersecurity was a political, and since the Obama administration already has several Republicans working in the administration, it doesn't seem that far-fetched.
No, it's not far-fetched to have a Republican, but I think I can't see Tom Davis as the Republican that would do it.
You think if the president called him to come to work for him, he would say no simply on political reasons, especially when it's something as important and apolitical as cybersecurity?
I think he would need a lot of assurance that there's real teeth in the position. Yeah. It's just a figurehead or you're three levels down. And you have to answer also to, say, Lawrence Summers on the Economic Council and, you know, and General Jones on the Security Council. And then the president you get to see once in a while. That's not a great basis for having real power.
Well, and there's... the pay. I mean, what he said to me over
the federal pay
over and over again, he said to me that he's really interested in making a salary for a while, and it's not going to be a private sector pay salary.
No, I think it might even be someone who has industrial experience, who's already had their IPOs and have cashed out of startups or whatever the case might be, that can afford to do the government service, as opposed to someone like Tom who's been in government salary for a long time. He said he'd get, on Max's piece, he said he gave his best earning years to the federal government.